our dreams can come true if we have the courage to pursue them. Quote, Walt Disney.
You should. I know this is a podcast. You cannot see the look of concern on the kid's face. Oh, Dad's joking on the first episode. And the lesson there is don't get hit in the head with an anvil.
The songwriting that Disney does is amazing.
Absolutely. Hey, you know what? Good talk, buddy. Hey, hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 9 of the podcast, Good Talk, Buddy. One dad.
One kid.
One good talk. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. What about yourself?
I'm doing just fine. Thanks, buddy. We hope everyone out there had a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Ours was good.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed it. Did you enjoy Thanksgiving?
I enjoyed it very much.
Yeah. What was your favorite thing about Thanksgiving?
Probably.
Chocolate pie.
Yeah. But probably how we were all there and healthy.
Yes.
And eating that food.
Yes. We hope everyone enjoyed it. I enjoyed the parade. We always watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was wonderful, and we had a wonderful meal. We hope everybody out there, you were able to safely see your family,
yes.
Enjoy some time together, because at the end of the day, it's not about the size of your turkey. It's not about how good your chocolate pie is. It's about enjoying each other. It's about spending time with family.
Yes, it's about enjoying your time that you have with your family.
That's exactly right. And we are happy that you are enjoying some time with us on this episode of the podcast. We have some fun stuff. Well, of course, we'll have a little Gimme 2 a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
We will get into our mystery topic of the week, and the kid will have his quote of the week. But before we do any of that, we're going to do our brand new segment. We started this last week. We're calling it The Countdown.
Yes.
And what it is, we throw out a topic, we start a timer for 30 seconds, and we try to see how many things within that category we can name.
Mm-hmm.
And this week, the kid said, I would like to come up with the countdown subject.
Mm-hmm.
So you have that, right?
Yes, I do.
All right, let me get the timer ready, and you throw out, what's the subject?
The subject is fast food restaurants.
Fast food restaurants.
Yes.
30 seconds on the clock. Here we go. Go.
McDonald's.
Wendy's.
Burger King.
Whataburger.
Five Guys.
White Castle.
Subway. That's a fast food restaurant.
Well, yeah. I didn't say it wasn't. Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Chick-fil-A.
Dairy Queen.
Popeyes.
Sonic.
Dang. Jimmy John's? I don't know. I don't know if that's a fast food place.
Oh, all right. Well, that's the timer. So I don't know how many we got. Again, we need a counter in here.
Yeah, we need to get Mom in here and just have her count.
Yeah, we need a producer, an associate producer to help count on
yes.
the countdown. There you go. That was a good topic.
Yeah.
Because there was a lot of those. Now, some of those may not be available in your region, depending on what country or part of the world you may be listening to this podcast in.
Mm-hmm.
You may not be able to get Whataburger. It's a huge thing in the South. We do not have Whataburger in our geographic location yet.
Yet.
We are about to get one.
Yes.
And I am super excited about that. I do not want to sit in the what a line at the Whataburger. It's going to have what a line for about a month, I would imagine.
I can't wait to try it.
Yes, you've never had Whataburger.
I've never had it.
I had it while I was traveling through Texas one time, and it was wonderful. I can't wait to have it. So play that game at home. Start your timer. Get 30 seconds on the clock. See how many fast food restaurants you can name.
Yeah.
And we didn't, you know, another one that we didn't say, I don't think we said Culver's.
Oh, that's right.
That's another regional. That I think is from the Wisconsin area.
Mm-hmm.
So folks that are listening up there, that would probably be the first thing that they would say. Would be Culver's.
Yeah.
Even before McDonald's.
It's really good.
It is. All right. So it's time for us to pick our surprise topic from the Red Solo Cup. As you all know, if you're a first-time listener, the kid and I wrote down 10 topics. I wrote down 10 topics. So we had 20 topics of things that we would like to discuss on our podcast. Each week we pull one out of the Red Solo Cup. The kid has shaken up the cup. And our topic is Friends.
Hey.
Not the TV show.
No.
Although that's a good TV show.
It's a good
we like Chandler.
It's funny.
And Joey. So Friends. So when I say, hey, our topic is friends, what's the first thing that pops into your head, kiddo?
The people that I hang out with every day at school.
Yeah, because that's the place where you make friends.
Yes.
So let me ask you this. Since you brought it up, was that the hardest part of, for during the pandemic shutdown, you had to do virtual school for an entire academic year?
Yes.
Was that the hardest part, was not being in person around your friends?
It definitely was. I felt lonely.
Yeah, of course. And so your friends, it's important to have friends because you just mentioned the word lonely.
Right.
When you don't have friends, that is a lonely feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people out there who don't have a lot of friends, and I'm sure that they feel lonely. I'll just say it right now, for me and the kid, we are your new podcast buddies.
Yeah.
We're your podcast friends.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're out there and you're listening to this and you need a friend, you got two more.
Yeah.
Because to make a friend, you have to be a friend.
Mm-hmm.
I've been telling you that for your entire life.
Yes.
So what do you think are the qualities of a good friend, bud?
They're honest.
Yes.
Loyal.
Loyal, that's a really good one, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Trustworthy.
Yes. Yep. Because you want to be able to tell your friend your secrets.
Right.
And you don't want them blabbing it to everybody.
Exactly.
Yeah, you want them to be able, I think we talked about trust last week.
We did.
So it's one of those things that, yes, it's a good quality. Honest, loyal is a huge thing, for me at least, that the friends that I have, my best friends in this world, I have had for over 30 years, and they have been loyal. I've been loyal to them. I mean, it's just something that time doesn't change that. Location doesn't change that. We live far apart.
Right.
But when you have a friend and you are loyal to them and they're loyal to you, you want to keep that friend.
Mm-hmm.
What are some other things about your friends
that
are good qualities?
They're funny. They're definitely funny.
That's important. Yeah, because you want to have a good time, right?
Yeah.
Do you think that it's important for your friends to like the same things as you, or can you like different things?
We can like different things, most definitely.
Yeah. A lot of people think that you can only be friends with people that are exactly the same as you.
I read a comic once, and it was saying, "What? You don't like mac and cheese? I'm not your best friend anymore." And it was two guys. They looked the exact same.
Right.
And the one didn't like mac and cheese, and the other one did, so.
Yeah, that's kind of silly, isn't it?
Yeah.
Everybody has different tastes in food or music or movies or
anything else.
Sports teams, exactly. If you only like people that like the same sports team as you, then you are limiting your ability to find new friends.
You're not going to get along very well, I'll tell you that.
Well, and honestly, yeah, because if you are like, well, if you don't like team A, that's my team, and you like team B, so we can't be friends. You have closed yourself off to a potentially really good person.
Right.
Who cares who they like?
Exactly.
As long as they treat you well. Now, to be a friend, what are the qualities that you think that you are to your friends? All of the things that we just discussed? Are you all of those things to your friends?
Yes.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Yeah. And so when you are making new friends, when you're in a scenario where you meet new people, what is it about meeting somebody new? What are you looking for if they're going to become your friend and you're going to become their friend? Is it a kind of an immediate connection, or does it grow over time, or both?
It would probably grow over time,
yeah.
I would say.
Yeah. Because right away, you don't know anything about somebody.
Right.
You get to know them over time. So, yeah. So, I'm of a mind that make a friend, you have to be a friend.
Mm-hmm.
All of the things that you just described are excellent qualities in a friend. I think the most important thing about friendship is the unwavering bond that you have with that person, that no matter, like, even if you don't want to argue with your friends.
Right.
But even when you do, you have a disagreement, that you can immediately say, you know what, you're my friend, this isn't worth fighting over.
Mm-hmm.
And you forgive each other kind of immediately. That is a good friendship.
Yes.
So when you find a friend that you can sometimes disagree with, you want to find a way that you can disagree with them respectfully and hopefully not argue. But even if you do argue, you want to be able to go, okay, look, we had an argument yesterday. I didn't like it. You didn't like it. Let's just forget about that. Move on and save our friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you, everybody's going to argue it sometimes, right? We're not always going to get along. Mm-hmm. So do you have, I know the answer to this, but do you have mostly guy friends? Do you have any female friends? Girls who are friends?
Mostly guy friends.
Mostly guy friends?
Yes.
But do you have some friends who are girls?
I do.
Yeah. And when you have a friend that's a girl, do you treat them differently? Is there a different way to approach that? Or do you just try to be the same person around everybody?
Just be the same person around everybody.
Excellent. I love hearing that. Because that's what I want you to do all the time.
Mm-hmm.
In every situation, I just want you to be yourself. So do you think it's harder to make friends with girls than it is with guys?
Hmm. It is a little harder for me.
Yeah. Why would that be, do you think?
I actually don't really know. I don't know why it's harder. But
Do you think maybe it's because you don't have as much in common with them, or you think you won't have as much in common with them?
Yeah, I think it's that.
Okay. I think as you get older that you'll find that it's... a lot of people say that boys and girls, men and women, can't be friends, and I think that's hogwash.
Yeah.
They think that if you are friends with a girl and you're a boy, that you are really... just want to be their boyfriend instead of just their friend. And that is not true.
Yeah, it's not true.
I think that you can like somebody just for who they are and not want to be romantic with them.
Exactly.
I think that's perfectly fine.
Exactly.
So, and I think as you get older, you're going to find that too.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else about friends that you would like to talk about? That you'd like to add to this discussion?
Well, if we're not talking about the TV show, then nothing else.
Well, I suppose the topic is friends. We could talk about friends. That's a good example because that television show is really funny. First of all, it's a TV show.
Yeah.
It's really funny, but there's a lot of conflict on that show.
There is.
And somehow they all maintain a friendship, even through conflict, and that is important.
Even when Rachel hates Ross.
Yeah. Well, that's a good example because, of course, Ross really loved Rachel when they were in high school. He wanted to be romantic with her. She didn't even know he existed. And they get older and they become friends, but they're still that kind of, boy, I would like to be your boyfriend. And then they become boyfriend or girlfriend, and then they break up.
Yeah.
And they found a way to stay
friends. Hence the name of the show.
Right. So I think that it's just important because even when you don't get along with somebody, if you love them at the core of who they are and you respect them, you will find a way to come back together at some point. I think. As friends.
Yeah.
Excellent. Very good. Anything else?
No.
Okay.
Really.
Hey, you know what it's time for now?
What?
Utah! Give me two!
Give me two. All right. We are getting into, now that Thanksgiving's over. Yeah, good riddance, Thanksgiving. Turkey's done.
Bye.
See ya. Now we're into the holiday season, the Christmas season.
Yes.
Or if you celebrate Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or any of those holidays are coming up, if not have already started.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know Hanukkah, I believe, starts this week. So happy Hanukkah to anybody that celebrates. So we are into that holiday season, the Christmas season. So we thought that we would start out with this holiday-themed Gimme Two of your favorite Christmas movie or TV show.
Ah.
I have mine. Do you have yours?
Yes, I do.
Do you want me to guess yours or you want to guess mine?
I'll guess yours.
Fire away.
I'm going to say It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful Life is one of my favorites. It is not in my top two.
Oh.
I love that movie. It is not in my top two, though.
Hmm.
What's your other guess?
I'm going to say Rudolph. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph,
yes.
Number one on my list of favorite movies or TV shows. I love Rudolph. It just makes me feel... I think Rudolph came out the same year that I was born.
Mm-hmm.
I think. I have been watching that every year that I've been alive. And it just makes me feel like Christmas. I love the songs. I love the stop motion, old school...
I love it.
Animation, whatever that stuff is. I love all the characters. My favorite character is Yukon Cornelius. It's amazing. All right. And my second was actually Christmas Vacation.
That's a good one.
It is. All right. So I'm guessing you're two, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So since you just said Rudolph, I'm looking at you and I'm going to say Frosty.
Nope.
Oh, dang it. I'm going to say The Christmas Chronicles.
No.
Oh!
The Christmas Chronicles is a good one.
Yeah.
But my two were actually Rudolph.
Oh!
And A Christmas Story.
Oh, you shoot your eye out.
Yeah.
Dang it, man. I should have gotten that. You were just talking about Rudolph and I went Frosty.
What?
I don't know why.
I was going to put that there, but I mean, Rudolph is better.
I was an ofer. All right, you win this week's Gimme Two. You were one for two.
Yeah.
So our reigning champion of Gimme Two will be the kid when we come back next week. All right, before we head out of here, do you have a quote for everybody, our quote of the week?
I do indeed. The best and most beautiful things in the world cannot be seen or even touched. They must be felt with the heart. Quote, Helen Keller.
Oh, love it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I agree with that 100%. And that is especially important message for this time of year.
It is.
Because people always, they often say, well, I'm really looking forward to, you know what? This is a really good time to talk about this. Because people have been talking about, well, there's supply chain issues and I can't get this toy and we're having a hard time getting things shipped and our presents might not be here. You know, I get all of that. I understand all of that. And I empathize with all of that.
Right.
But Christmas is not about that.
It isn't. It's about the things you give, not about the things you get.
Yeah, Dr. Seuss said it best. I'll get the quote wrong. But in The Grinch, he said, maybe Christmas doesn't come from a store. Christmas maybe means something more.
Exactly.
And that guy's heart grew 3 times the size. Probably the same as mine after I ate all that mac and cheese at Thanksgiving.
Yeah, probably.
All right. Well, everybody, thanks so much for listening. Hey.
Yeah, what?
Good talk, buddy.
Good talk.
We'll see you next week. To subscribe to the podcast, just find Good Talk Buddy on your favorite podcast app, Apple, Spotify, Google Play Store. You get the idea. Good Talk Buddy. Subscribe now.
And you can also visit our website, goodtalkbuddy.com.
And to send us an email, goodtalkbuddypodcast@gmail.com.
Wow, that's a mouthful.